visual, you can tell. Like, it's like, it looks like a lie detector.
A little bit.
Yeah, I know. Like, eh?
Where were you last night? Fucking your mother.
It was really close though, Tiffany.
Yeah, okay, Annie, get over it. It didn't hit nothing.
Okay.
Jeez.
The way you did it, it's like a Gary Dash.
Yeah, I love that you called it Gary Dash.
Because I remember you dash some shit, like, sometimes, like, or when you get mad at ball, and you're like...
Oh, man. The one time I dashed myself when it broke, the chat, I was like, fuck, I wasn't expecting that. Fucking glitch moment out of anger. Oh.
The best is when Sean slapped the pager at your hand, and you looked at it, and you just threw it like that. I was like, and then you fixed it, but it was like, it was like, yo, it was so fucking loud you couldn't bring it into class.
That's what the pager said, yeah. And like, that's what it sounded like, on silent.
It sounded like a Family Feud on fucking.
So what is that? I don't know. It's getting made fun of and shit. It's like, yo, your vibrator is on.
Yo, for real.
I heard of you, guy. Your vibrator.
Holy shit.
I had to say it one time. Do you get a boner when that's in your pocket? Gary's like, what kind of question is that?
Like, what I do with my pager is my business.
And Sean called me a homosexual.
Wow. I took it.
Great. No, I'm just saying that's what he called me.
That's what he called it. But I mean, like, wow, that's so extreme.
That's Sean Reed? Really?
I don't know how he was like, I'm not going to say no names.
Yeah, like, and he says his full name. Not just Sean.
He's been on the podcast.
The 1,000 billion Sean's out there.
There's a billion Sean Reed's out there.
There's a billion in LaSalle.
Oh my God. Sean Smith out there, you know?
Just Sean.
See, I said my name, so we're
every,
even.
Every two people got Noah Sean.
True. Gary's like, I know too fucking many.
You know what I'm saying? To have two friends named Sean, it's like, how long is that?
It's crazy. If they would have took his mom's name, we would have had the same last name.
Yeah.
Crazy, yeah? That would have been better. Wow. That's right, Sean. I said it.
As the world turns.
Wait, what's the music to?
Am I wrong? No, that's not it.
I don't know.
Ah, who fucking cares? Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I'm your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hello.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
Yeah, and without Jess filming here, we don't have any Instagram playing, so we're doing this sans social media. Get to let our hair down. I'm currently naked.
No. No, he is not.
No?
No.
Oh, you're not lucky. It's Sunday for me.
Oh, see? There you go.
I'll charge you double.
Good old Sunday. But, I don't know. I always feel more relaxed when there's, like, no camera on me. I mean, we were talking about that earlier again. Again.
I love the camera.
This guy loves it, yeah. Selfies by the minute.
Can't
over
do
here.
That with baldness.
Get a wig?
Yeah, okay. No.
No.
Guy, I've been in a wig store. I get dramatized, okay? Like, yo, for real. Everyone's staring at you.
Did you say dramatized?
Yes.
Traumatizing.
Because every fucking head statue is looking at you. And their hair and real. Do you know I'm still used to motherfuckers that have wigs? I don't care, man or female. When they take it off, it looks like they're taking off a body part off their body.
Yes.
And one time, yo, and I have, okay, I can't even mention it, but they get stuck, I can't mention names, but it gets stuck to their hair and shit, and she's like, oh, can you get it out for me? And I'm like, oh, hell no. They're like, oh, please, and I'm like,
oh, ew.
And I take the wig off, and I'm just holding it like this, like, looks like I'm holding a hairy spider in my hand.
So it's like, for those of y'all that can't see, he's dangling with his two fingertips. Yeah. That sound effect means dangling like a spider in front of your face.
Dude, I went into that wig place and I was like, I told her, I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here. She's like, it's freezing outside. I don't give a fuck. It's like, but you don't smoke or nothing. I go, did you hear me? I don't give a fuck. And I'm like, are you done? She's like, well, kind of, yeah. I'm like, okay, let's go. Dude, if you picture everything looking at, I don't care if it's real or not. I'm still not used to people taking off their fucking hair. Like, yo. I mean,
like wigs and shit?
Yeah.
Like tracks?
Like, fuck, man. It's terrible.
It's terrible?
It's terrible.
It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's okay.
You think you need a warning first? Or you just want a warning. That's what it is. Like a disclaimer.
Like, so I wish there was a big X thing that when they do it, or like when I see it, like your X,
or bracelets, or certain like glow in the dark tattoos and shit,
or like a beep,
or no, like a snooze alarm,
like a snooze, like a snooze alarm. It's like nope, fake hair.
Guy, it looks disgusting.
I'm done with like a black light tattoo, so I could just scan your arm and be like, okay, all right, hair not real, ass not real. All right, so we're clear.
Like girls with wigs?
Why not?
I'm indifferent.
I don't mind. It's just that warn me when you're taking it off.
Just you want the warning. That's what I'm saying. You want the warning.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He doesn't want to be surprised.
It's I just shot. Said I want a snooze button.
Yeah, just a snooze. just poke it like a snooze button.
Oh, shit.
Yo, before we go any further, shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Reams on the Keys on Instagram and Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. Really, snooze button?
Went right back to it.
Right back into it. Just had to snap right back. That's interesting.
Yo, guy, it's disturbing. So you know, and she was taking the wigs off the mannequin heads.
Like a supervillain?
Like, yo, and trying them on, guys. It's like taking someone else's hair and trying... like, you go on the bus, guy, and taking a bucket in someone else's hair. Like, let me try that. And fucking putting
it in a bunch of you just take it off your scalp. Yeah. Let me try that. Like a hat?
Yeah.
Shit, no.
Did it say New Era on it?
No. No. I think for some
wigs... No, I know. I'm really overdoing
it. You're making fun of it. It's hilarious, but... we got nothing against wig wearers. Is that what they like to be called? Like,
I have no fucking clue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wig people.
See me? Everyone's like, yo, wiggers. You should get like a toupee.
That sounds bad. I just said a wigger.
One of my friends said, you should get a toupee.
Yeah, that's not good.
A toupee. I'm like, no. It was like the quickest no I ever said in my life.
Who says toupee anymore?
Yeah, I know, eh?
I was saying garage.
Everyone says garage. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Car hold.
Like, what? Boston? Wait,
never watched Simpsons. What? Never heard that one before?
Never watched The Simpsons? What? This is, wow, okay. I don't know. Anyways, yeah.
What a toupee? It's a hairpiece.
I know what toupee is.
Toupee.
And I said no.
I'm gonna rock my toupee.
It's
like
to
a pay. Fresh Prince episode. Like, you look good with this. And he's like, oh, coming. You know?
But no, you would definitely not a toupee.
No, no wig, no toupee, no nothing.
You would not.
Bald or nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that is actually, yeah.
Bald or nothing. Yeah, bald is nothing.
Yeah, sorry.
It's bare minimum.
Bald or what I got? Bare minimum. Bare minimum.
Oh my god.
It sounds like a scalp tonic.
You know what I'm saying? Scalp tonic. Bare minimum.
Yo, that's a wicked name. We should copyright that.
There we go. You're going back to the marketing trademarking. Tactics
now. Yeah.
Trademarking skills 101. Thinking ideas.
Let's write that down.
I would close every wig shop in fucking everywhere.
No, this guy would, oh my I'm God. Telling you, guys, like a villain, he's gonna destroy all wig shops around the world. Baldy.
The easy. I would name myself the Bald Eagle.
The Bald Eagle?
Oh my God.
Scoot around terrorizing wig shops.
Terrorizing, throwing bombs, car bombs, and not car bombs, bombs on wig shops.
He walks in, you know exactly what he's in there for. He's like, oh no, he ain't come here for no wig.
Torch every fucking. You imagine that fire in a wig shop? Everyone's dead.
It'll just light up in a second.
Yeah.
No more hair.
One fucking pipe bomb, everything's gone. Not even just a small little fucking charge, everything's gone. Fucking so much hair in that place, Jesus.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about any arson, allegedly.
Allegedly. Sorry. Now we're just getting really off. Now we're going into terrorism.
Yeah, serious.
And we are not terrorists.
Not terrorists whatsoever.
Allegedly.
Not terrorists.
Allegedly.
No. No.
Whatsoever.
In reality.
No, I love her.
Definitely not.
We ain't terrorists. We don't definitely fuck with them.
Not.
We don't like them.
Terrorists.
So fuck off with that.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck all that noise.
Fuck you. Terrorist fucks.
Yeah, allegedly.
Oh, that's the best word for you.
So, okay. I know these kids like to fuck around with these challenges. No, you know what I say, man.
Oh, the internet challenges?
Internet challenges.
Yeah.
Challenge this, challenge that. Challenges should have been done for me. Done when we were setting ourselves on fire. Yes, this was something that that was happening.
2015.
Yeah. Let me stand in the bathtub and like, this is foolishness. Wow. Now YouTube sort of banned all harmful challenges and stuff like that. So cool. Finally made a step forward in the right direction. Cool. I like this. Now this new thing that came out, man. Annie's laughing right away. Cheese challenge. You heard
remember
about
I
this?
Talked about I told cheese, you about that.
Cheese challenge.
Throwing cheese on children. Remember I said that was wrong?
Throw it on your face. Throw a slice of cheese on your face.
Processed cheese too. Not real cheese. Processed nasty cheese.
They're throwing it everywhere. They're throwing it on donkeys, on babies, on airplanes. On
cats.
Cats seems to be the favorite one to throw it on. The favorite victim.
So funny.
It's just dying over here. This thing, they just die.
I find that so fucked.
Cheese, dog.
Yeah, you know? What? On a cat, it might stick to his fur.
Now, okay. We went from, okay, not doing dangerous shit to just doing...
stupid shit.
Very stuff that could be portrayed as stupid. I'm not calling anybody stupid, but you're throwing cheese at stuff. I'm like, yo,
you're doing stupid shit. It's not saying you're stupid.
But you have to
it's
also
saying
say,
you're doing stupid shit.
Doing stupid shit.
You have to say cheese and then throw it to the unsuspected person.
It's me. I would say you're an idiot for doing stupid shit. Then I'm calling you a dumbass.
Yeah. Like, okay. When we're old, we're going to be in trouble. I'm just saying this right now. We're going to be in trouble when we're old. Why? Because we have videos of all these children getting assaulted by cheese slices.
All kinds of new phobias.
They're going to come back for us, dog. I'm telling you. They'll be like, yo, you remember me? You threw cheese on my face?
I saw that shit on Facebook months ago.
But what's funny now is that, all these kids are probably going to be traumatized by cheese and won't even be able to eat cheese anymore.
Imagine being traumatized by dairy.
Just obliterated cheese.
And they're not even lactose, imagine that.
You know what I mean? Not even lactose intolerant. Scared of cheese.
And just creating a new disease or something.
No cheeseburgers for that youngin.
Imagine,
it's over.
Imagine no cheeseburgers. Woo! I sound like that guy from Trailer Park Boys.
Imagine no cheeseburgers.
Was it guy's name Cheeseburger Ed or something like that? But anyways.
I thought you were talking about the one with no shirt on.
That's the guy.
Is that the dude?
Yeah.
With the white pants?
He's obsessed with
the
cheeseburgers.
Tight white pants?
Yeah, no. Isn't his name Randy?
Oh yeah, Randy or something. Cheeseburger Randy or something like that.
Cheeseburger Randy.
That's even worse than Cheeseburger Ed.
Oh my god.
Cheeseburger Randy guy. The guy in the pot belly too guy, always with no shirt on guy.
Yo, I know a dude that looks like that.
You ever watched the Trailer Park Boys?
Bits and pieces.
I saw the first time it came out and one of the movies, and then I stopped because I'm like, okay, this is like watching Family Guy. It is literally burning what brain cells I have left. Because I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer already. So imagine that watching. I'm just become like a zombie if I watch any more of that shit.
your brain just mushing up.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you.
That's what my boss used to say.
This guy tried to rob an ATM. You know how? Ripping it. Tying it up and pulling it out with his truck and driving down the street with it.
Oh, I've seen many people try doing
people
that.
People did that in real life.
Yeah.
It is real life.
What?
It's a reality show.
Man, I thought this was an episode of Trailer Park Boys just doing.
Yo, he really tried to do that.
Jeez. I see now I'm dumb as crap.
They didn't have a script.
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah. We didn't think this one through.
This guy always carried a drink around. Always. Rum and Coke. Always.
Oh, yeah. I remember one of those dudes was doing that. Always rum and Coke.
The black-haired dude. Now I forgot his name. Fuck.
Forget all their names.
The only name I remember is Bubbles. Because it's so stupid.
But that's how we are. We don't name people by the actor's name. We name them by their character.
No, Bubbles. The other two, actually, I don't even know.
And t-shirt rum guy and no shirt cheeseburger guy.
And then you got the drunk cop.
Then the drunk cop.
Yeah, he was gay.
I don't know.
Gay drunk cop.
He was going out with fucking Cheeseburger Randy, gay.
No, stop. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was gay.
I like how you're so like, yo, for real, though.
He was going out with Cheeseburger Randy, gay.
Word?
Why do you think he always had his shirt off? Because the guy kept telling him, take your shirt off.
Yo, I don't watch these kind of shows, man.
Yo, I watched it one season.
No, I'm telling you. I know what my dad was saying. Don't watch these shows. They're going to fuck your head up.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Duck Dynasty, same thing. Fucked my head up.
Yo, didn't watch Beavis and Butthead till late.
Oh, that show
made you.
Oh, that destroyed so many of my brain cells. Oh, my God. I watched it religiously.
No, now we watch.
Kick me in the chimney again.
Yo, you see there's like a new Bill and Ted guy coming out?
Yeah. Yes.
The guy is 40-something years old. Get over it.
Okay, so
how are you gonna do a remake and the guy's 40? It's about teenagers.
Yo, really, really.
But you're down with Bad Boys 3. What's going on here?
I know these guys should be in a wheelchair.
Yo, hashtag let it go.
Let it go.
Hashtag let it go.
So you don't think there should be a Bad Boys 3? And you don't think there should be a Beavis and Butthead?
Dude, do you see the size of Martin Lawrence?
Bill and Ted, sorry.
Do you see the size of Martin Lawrence? Yeah, who's he gonna chase down, guy?
Cheeseburger.
An ice cream truck?
Cheeseburger Andy. Cheeseburger Andy.
Good one. Yo, you're an ice cream truck. Hey, it's the police.
Supposedly they're on a motorcycle.
Wow, for the whole thing?
I don't know. The whole thing?
Did it have train wheels on it?
Look, I would be okay with it if it was their kids and they're showing them a new generation or something like that.
They should
like
make
that,
them bosses.
You know?
Yeah, I would like to see, like, okay, for Bad Boys 2, I would like to see them as captains.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, for Bill and Ted, I'd like to see them as, like, road managers or, like,
yeah, or record like, label owners or something that, like that. You know? That have to bring peace to the world with the music.
Yeah. Show some advancement. If they're doing the same shit.
Like, what's their name? Something Stallion?
Wild Stallions.
Wild Stallions?
Wild Stallions!
You guys ain't wilding nowhere with your station.
The guy's like 40 years old. If it's like the original.
Oh, Lord.
You get so mad at the fact he's 40, so he's like, yo, you're too old to be acting like an idiot.
Guy, it was about teenagers.
And John Wick now, man. Seriously.
Right? You? And you're John Wick. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you know, what are you doing here?
For real, though. You're mad because you killed your wife and your dog?
It's like, well, and... come on, man.
Both of them.
They've been disconnected, from, Ed. The, disconnected from the Hollywood source.
Keanu Reeves. He's actually a really good guy, though. You know, like, out of all entertainers, this guy's, like, one of the only guys that actually does take transportation.
He does.
Yeah. He actually does.
That's good.
He's not scared of the public. He doesn't get... But also, he's a human lethal weapon, too, now. You try to fight him, you're gonna get your ass kicked.
Yeah, there's some that just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna name
no, but because the thing is, he likes, you know, like, you know, talking to people, interacting with people. Like, he's like that. Like, entertainers just want to get away and spend their money, you know what I'm saying? And
then there's some that are just, like you said, lethal weapons.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, Keanu Reeves, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that's another reason,
too. I seen dudes that are super big, so they didn't want no security, nothing. And you gotta do is he was like, yo, smaller than me, but he's like, he knows like 8,000 different kung fu.
No, but the thing is,
yeah.
He was like, yo, we can let him go.
Even though, like, I love Keanu Reeves, but him as an actor, you can say whatever. But the thing is, when it comes to an action role, and he has to learn a type of martial arts, do you know he will take the full class for a year or two? Like, he will learn it.
It's very hard.
Like, he's really into what he's doing.
He's a super, like,
yeah,
method actor.
Yeah, exactly. He's a real action.
Chuck Norris is like that, too.
Yeah.
But is it?
Yeah, but Chuck Norris was always fun of before. But Chuck Norris was before acting, though. He was into that martial arts. Like, he got taught by.
Yeah, he was already doing martial arts before.
Yeah, he was before an actor. But Keanu Reeves, I don't know if it was before or anything, but I know for a fact that he even said in interviews he takes it real serious. Like, that type of stuff. Because he goes, he likes learning everything. You know?
Don't you feel he was getting made fun of before Matrix?
You know, he's kind of
doing the same role, same guy.
I honestly didn't even really know him until Constantine.
You know,
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I knew the Matrix, but I didn't know nothing else. Wait. I knew Matrix and Constantine.
You
know that was it.
You see Speed?
No, I've never seen Speed.
That's why.
That was actually not bad. But the thing is, If you watched a lot of movies, you know the type of actors that can go any type of role, go volumes, like change their voice volume, change the way they talk, and everything else. Like Keanu Reeves
can't do that. Yeah, he didn't really have range to me.
He couldn't do that. Like Vin Diesel, he's another one like that. Great actor, though. Like, he's a good action guy. He knows how to do the action role really well, but...
I live my life a quarter by
But his time. Voice, his voice is the same thing like all the time.
Jason Statham, too.
Jason Statham. That's why they're doing all these straight-to-DVD movies half the time.
Straight-to-DVD movies? I love the way you call it.
Yo, no, straight-to-Netflix.
Straight-to-Netflix. We don't even put you on the screen. It's like, here.
There you go.
For 10, or they just do movies on Netflix, period. They just do movies on Netflix, period. I know a lot of actors and actresses are doing that now anyways.
Yeah, Uma Thurman got a new one. Called, I think it's called Crash or something. She's in a horror
and
show.
Yeah,
on Netflix.
You know what? Let me ask you, when's the last time you saw Jennifer Aniston in a movie?
When she was with that family.
She's just on...
The Millers.
Meet the Millers,
yeah.
Now she's on Netflix with a new movie. Like, it just came out, like...
Movie or a show?
No, a movie.
What?
Yeah, I think so, something like that. Or maybe it's a show, I don't even know, I didn't check it out.
And you see, Will Smith has the.
Also, Will Smith. When's the last time, except for now, Bad Boys 3.
Yeah.
But before that, before now, it's like the longest time.
Well, I liked because when I first started noticing.
Martin Lawrence.
Remember Kevin Bacon?
Yep.
And The Following?
Oh, that's the movie that it was called.
Fuck.
That show. Sorry, the show that was called.
I was obsessed over that show. But you see, I was listening to an interview with Kevin Bacon. He was like, yo, he likes, because he's. He just loves acting.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, doing a show instead of a big picture, he goes, it's almost more fun. He gets to practice his craft on a, you know,
it really depends on how you look at it.
Oh, you're gone for 4 or 6 months at a time, and you're waiting for your next gig. You know, it's like, boom, it's like work. Like, oh, I'm waking up in the morning, going to work. You know, that's how he felt doing the show. I don't know, maybe some actors feel differently about it. You got some that's like, no, I don't want to be working all fucking year. Fuck you. I've been doing this character for 10 years, sticking up your ass.
That's a real lazy person.
You can't say that, guy.
Well, no,
if
like...
If someone gives you 10 years of their life, like, giving you a character, I think they have the right to be like, okay, fuck off, you know, after 10 years. Like,
oh, you mean talking about TV shows?
Like, actors, whether it be TV shows or even movies.
They're like typecast.
Look at some of these movies are out now. We've been seeing these guys on the screen playing the same guy for 10 years now, if you think about it. If you look at all the Marvel guys
but they get
shit,
time between those stuff.
Very, very true.
No, because when the movie's out and when we don't see it, they're filming.
Yeah, but then they film and then they stop for a while. And
then the movie comes out and then they're filming the next one or the next three or...
Well, imagine just a regular, just a, like a norm, like not a normal job, but like a job you see everywhere. They don't have that, you know?
I feel any job, when it starts to not be fun for you...
Dad said that.
Period. Like, when it's no fun for you, it's not, like...
Yeah, it's not. It's, my dad said that.
What's the point? You shouldn't do it.
Right. Like, if you lose your passion, it's not
You know, it, I know yeah, people yeah. laughed, but my dad said his favorite job was being a stay-at-home dad. I was like...
This job?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Get paid in boogers.
Yeah.
But yeah, the show is actually called Chambers with Uma Thurman.
Chambers.
Yeah.
Sounds very interesting.
Yo, Netflix doing big things, guy.
And,
they're also taking over.
Mark Hamill is going to be doing Chucky's voice in the new movie.
Mark Hamill.
Yes.
Is this a confirmed thing?
This is a confirmed thing.
This is crazy. Mark Hamill guy.
They're also taking over the stand-up comedy scene. Netflix. They're taking all these new comics and everything else. And they're just putting them up. Their specials up. Guy Gabriel Iglesias is cleaning up.
Oh, like Killer Mike had a show on Netflix too. Called that Killed.
Yeah.
Called Trigger Warning, and he basically is like, he's observing everything, trying to educate people about Black culture. His experience, like, different kind of experience kind of deal. It's like, the preview for it's really, really good.
Dude, Kevin Hart did a comedy special, Black History, on Netflix.
Oh, well, cool, cool.
Say Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, you know? But, yo, but I give him credit. He's one of the only comics to sell out stadiums.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think that's accurate.
Well,
he's
filled up stadiums.
I mean, he has, but the only one, I mean, Dice Clay.
Dice Clay?
Is one, I think, filled up
the garden, right?
Yeah, well, there's like a few communities.
He filled up Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, yeah, Andrew Dice Clay. He filled the garden.
There's some Jim.
Wow, that's
some
impressive.
Jim Jeffries person. I'm not sure.
Jim Jeffries? Yeah, I think so.
Because my sister.
He has his own show. He's doing really well right now. He's killing it on Comedy Central.
So, there are a few. I mean, maybe not as much as there used to be. But
it'd be dope to do comedy if that was like your job.
But I give these guys credit. I like, it would take me a while to master making people laugh consistently for an hour. Know how hard that is?
Well, no, because you just gotta have a rhythm, right?
Oh, dude, that it's like, is well, any, tough.
With anything
man.
In life, you know,
you know what you think you it, work but it up. You know what? Try to do it though. It's
I that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I big it up because
yeah, your
I
can friend see, could I can probably your friend could tell you about that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
How hard that
I,
is.
I'm
pretty sure he's going to tell you that. It's not easy. He's on he's on your
he's on our Facebook.
He's on Instagram all the time talking.
Vance?
Yeah.
Vance
he was here actually once or twice.
No, I don't think he's been on the podcast yet.
No, not on the podcast. He was chilling in the house.
He's been here before.
He's been here before.
Like, way back in the day when I was still chilling with you with maybe
Randy.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, Vance.
As soon as I seen him, I met him here.
Yeah, he keeps sending me invites right, to go and
what's
see.
What's it? The smallest
Small mic? World's smallest mic?
It's always smallest open mic.
Yeah, and he's usually on it or he's like hosting.
Yeah, look him up on Facebook. You guys are gonna
Instagram,
see it.
Instagram for sure. He's on there all. Yeah, he's really, all over Instagram.
Seriously, he has like a daily talk.
Podcast, yeah, on Instagram every morning. And like I see him like enough talk. Times.
Coffee talk. He does his own thing during the day.
He's doing very well for himself.
I'm pretty sure it took him a bit just to master making people laugh for a while.
Maybe for some people, it's natural.
Yeah, just like but I could imagine how hard it is. Because even Kevin Hart, a lot of the stand-up comedians have said it, they've gotten booed, kicked out of clubs.
Well, they say the bombing, when you get bombed, when like you have a bad night, when you bomb, that's like a rite of passage.
Like, I remember Kevin Hart said he made people laugh for 20 minutes. And he only had half an hour gig. Last 10 minutes were brutal. He said those 10 minutes were the longest 10 minutes of his life. He didn't get invited back to the club. Now they beg him to go back.
Well, you see, without even being a professional comedian, imagine not being able to make somebody laugh. Or make anybody laugh.
Do you know now?
That'd be fucked up.
Now, do you know? Yeah, like, totally. There's punchlines. Like, people say there's punchlines. But I see now, especially when I watch Gabriel Iglesias, like, he has some punchlines, but it's more on how you talk. And if you have good sound effects, and if you can imitate someone, that's a plus.
Jay Farrell.
Yeah, Jay Farrell, killing it.
Yeah.
Massive impressions over there.
But Gabriel Iglesias, this guy is killer business when it comes to impressions.
Gabriel Iglesias?
Yeah,
is that Fluffy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The Fluffy dude?
I know that's Fluffy.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I know. I just try not to say it.
Well, no, that's what he calls himself.
But
Fluffy.
He lost the.
Yeah, I know.
He has a YouTube channel called the Fluffy Channel.
The Fluffy Channel and Fluffy and shit.
Yeah, what would you rather be called, Fluffy or the Fat Dude? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what? Fat Dude. I don't. Fluffy? No.
Ow.
I don't know. I'd rather
someone
call
me Fluffy, we're going to fight.
No, but he called himself like, come that.
Are you calling me a marshmallow cookie, motherfucker?
Like, wait, you think this is, you think I'm sweet and delicious?
Yeah. Whoa, if a girl said that, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, actually, now I think about it. Yeah.
He's probably doing it for the bitches.
Do it for the bitches.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because we're like stringing on like 30 minutes in the podcast.
31 minutes, 11 to 12 seconds, a few seconds.
F-f-f-f-f-f-f-f. Do we want to ride out with the 10 facts?
Why not?
10 facts of March. We're on the last day of March.
Yes, last and day. It's fucking snowing!
Snowing, can you believe it?
I hate this shit.
As you could imagine from Annie's enthusiasm.
You mean anger?
Fucking snow.
We're all pretty fed up.
Yes.
Of this fucking bullshit from the skies. But it's gonna be over soon.
It fucking better be.
Tomorrow's April Fool's. Maybe the snow won't be there as a, as a big joke to you.
Oh, don't even.
Oh, no.
If someone threw fucking snow at me on April Fool's Day, I'd be real mad.
Just hit her with a bucket of snow.
Oh, no.
The snow's still here.
Oh, I throw the bucket right back at you.
I would just dump a bucket of, like, I don't know, that fluffy shit and be like, yo, it's snow. And she'd freak out.
Styrofoam or whatever. Yeah. Like,
oh, no.
And she would just lose her fucking mind.
So you got, okay, 10 weird facts.
Weird or just fun facts.
About March.
Yeah.
All
all my info was found either on Wikipedia or this place called Ducksters.com. All
right, let's just give this a listen.
So, number 10. Each year, March and June will end on the same day. Like, this year, both months will end on a Sunday. Number 9.
Wait, hold on. So, no other days do this.
No other months do this.
No other months do this.
Right.
So, only March.
And June.
And June.
Right.
End on the last, like, the same last day.
Right.
It's fucking weird. Yeah. I can't. I'm
okay, Gary.
I'm flabbergasted.
You're flabbergasted.
Wow. That's the word, flabbergasted.
So, March 1983, the world is introduced to the compact disc. That.
It's 2 years old.
Wow.
2 or 3. March 17th, 1939, March Madness is introduced to the basketball world, and everything has been changed ever since. Oh, wow.
1939.
Wow.
And it's also Women's History Month. March is also History Month for women.
Wow, I did not know that one.
It was actually issued as a proclamation by Jimmy Carter in 1980.
Jimmy C!
St. Patrick's Day has been observed and celebrated since the 17th century. Uh-uh. Number 5. March is named after the god of war.
March?
Yeah, March
is... Was that his middle name?
Well, Martius.
Really? Martius?
Yeah.
I thought it was Aries or something.
Aries or... Mars.
Mars. Okay, Martius. It's the Roman Empire. Okay. Blame the Romans.
Martius is a nice name.
I love it. Blame the Romans.
Blame the Romans.
Number 4. The daffodil is the floral emblem of March.
Daffodils.
If you are born in March, your birthstone is either aquamarine or bloodstone, which symbolizes courage. Number 2. Pi Day!
3.14.
Exactly. 3.14. So, third month, 14th day, Pi Day! Let's eat some pie! And number 1, of course, March is also the month where we get our first day of spring. Even though it's fucking snowing. There's your 10 facts about March.
Also, in March, there's steak and blowjob day.
That too. Go with Pi Day.
You say steak and blowjob?
Steak and blowjob day.
That is fucking awesome.
I know.
That's the best day ever. March. What day is that?
It's March.
I gotta remember next time I get a girl in every century.
I think?
March 15th or 14th? March 14th.
Oh, so same day as Pi Day!
Pi and
steak. Oh, some of that poo tank pie?
That's awesome. Oh my March God. Is just a complete month.
Yo, March 14th is. I'm not gonna say anything. March
14th. And that's your 10th anniversary.
That's my favorite day of the year right there. Oh, March 14th.
There you have it, folks. Thank you for listening to another episode of Chillin' Village, the podcast.
March 14th.
thank you, Annie, for those 10 facts. That
You're
was awesome.
Welcome.
If you want to hear new things we're thinking about, things that we might be talking about or not talking about on this podcast, you can go check us out on Facebook.com/chillvillains. That's memes, vids, and stay chill. We're also on Instagram at
Chilling with Villains.
We weren't live today. Very sorry. We're everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, you name it.
Yeah.
We got exclusive episodes still on our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/
at Chino Villains.
And so too, I can't forget the shoutouts. Khadija.r on Instagram. Dreams on the Keys on Instagram. Kareem Reed on soundcloud.com. You got any complaints? You don't like the way the show's going? You don't like Smith's take about wigs?
Or if you're a wig hater.
If you're a wig hater too, go ahead. Send us a message.
Come support it.
And
I'm talking to George a lot though.
Yeah.
It's all good. HR's on your chatter.
George knows my like fucking background.
HR's definitely has your number.
Yeah.
You say your complaints too.
Chilling with Villains.
@gmail.com.
Sorry, I didn't know how to do that.
I know. I fucked up there to myself.
I'm like, you're pointing at me for what?
YouTube page is still not up, but we'll be running soon. Stay tuned for that. Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And a think tank in the house.
Hi.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
On behalf of Jess Filmin, that's all we got to say about that shit.
Bitch. Yeah.